Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez this morning reaffirmed the country's commitment to raising its voice more strongly than ever to end the ongoing violence in Gaza. 1 year after recognising Palestine as a state, the pain in Gaza is unbearable, Sanchez said on social media. He underlined that the government will continue to call for an end to what he described as the massacre the world is witnessing today. The government has repeatedly condemned the high civilian death toll in Gaza and urged Israel to comply with international humanitarian law. The National Police arrested a couple from the Netherlands at the border in Tarifa as they tried to take their 3 children to Morocco by ferry. The couple, including a Dutch father and Spanish mother, were detained last week on the basis of a European arrest warrant issued by the Dutch authorities for kidnapping, unlawful detention and hostage taking involving their children. One of the children was suffering from a cerebral hemorrhage when Border Patrol officials intervened at the port. Authorities initially noticed bruises, scratches and cuts, and more injuries were found during a medical evaluation, including several bone fractures. The child was admitted to a medical centre in Tarifa, where a neurosurgeon was needed to treat the individual. Authorities allege the parents intentionally withheld medical care. Dutch authorities had warned that the children were in a highly dangerous situation, suffering severe neglect and abuse. The parents were taken to a prison in Madrid and were later remanded in custody pending extradition to the Netherlands. All 3 children were placed in the temporary custody of a foster family. Foreign homeowners in Mallorca will only be allowed 1 private vehicle on the island, and if they wish to have a second, they will be required to pay an entry fee that will vary depending on the length of their stay. The measure aims to ease congestion on the island's roads. The cars owned by foreign residents and those bought by tourists will be subject to an entry charge, and access to the island will be denied once the daily quota has been reached. The regional parliament is expected to vote on the legislation in the coming weeks. Exemptions will include vehicles owned by residents, those used by people with reduced mobility, emergency and law enforcement vehicles, and those used for goods transport and commercial distribution. And archaeologists have uncovered what may be the world's oldest complete human fingerprint left by a Neanderthal more than 43,000 years ago on a granite pebble. The mark, pressed in red pigment, could be Europe's earliest known example of portable art. The discovery was made in a rock shelter on the outskirts of Segovia and confirmed after nearly 3 years of research. The fingerprint transformed the stone from a curious object in what experts now believe is a deliberate symbolic act. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.